Hey, it's Christina Kay, and this week on Write Your Best Book, the top 10 rated podcast created for authors by authors, we're discussing all the reasons you should definitely be outlining your book before you begin writing it. Now, hang on. I can hear about half of you right now. And no, I'm not psychic. I've just been working with authors for over a decade, and I've been one myself for almost 15 years. So I'm fully aware of the whole plotter versus pantser label debate. But can I be honest with you for a minute? Authors have enough pressure coming at us from all these outward directions as it is. Do we really need to put so much pressure on ourselves over labels or debate whether it's better to be a plotter or a pantser or who's right and who's wrong? Because guess what? Neither side is right and neither side is wrong. It's a matter of what works best for each author and each story they write. For me, I don't always plot fully and I don't always write by the seat of my pants either. It just depends on how the story comes to me. And I know I'm not the only author who's done it both ways. Beyond that, after a decade of coaching authors of every kind, of every skill level, and of every style of writing, I've come to believe there's actually a middle ground that could not only work for both types of writers, but can also make the planning and the writing process smoother, faster, and even better than ever. Want to know what I'm talking about? It's really nothing ingenious or even all that earth-shattering. It really all boils down to this little theory of mine, which I've come to develop into a method that I use with all my coaching clients, and here it is. You don't have to be a plotter or a pantser. In fact, I believe if you find a middle ground between these two approaches, you'll find that both parties may be taking it a little too far to one extreme or the other. Hear me out. Plotters believe that pantsers just sit down without any forethought whatsoever and pound out an entire novel without skipping a beat. And pantsers think that plotters spend hours, days, or even weeks creating these highly complex, fully fleshed out plotting outlines and planning out every scene down to a fine point. And you know what? While there may be and probably are a few people who do go to either extreme, for the most part, no one really does it either way. And I've found that if authors will just take these five simple steps before they write, which can be done all in one day most of the time, they tend to write faster, write better, and with way fewer instances of getting stuck or dealing with that dreaded writer's block. All any prudent author really needs to do before they begin writing are these five things. You ready? Okay. One, nail their story idea. Two, do the necessary research. Three, create and develop their characters. Four, sketch out or build their world setting. And five, write a very brief chapter outline or at least map out their three main acts. Now, I'm not saying that's the only way to approach writing. What I'm saying is it's the way I approach writing novels, and it's the approach I teach my coaching clients every day. And so far, it's proven to be highly effective for about 99% of my clients. And today's guest, best-selling author Sadiqua Johnson, joins me for a fun but frank discussion about how she uses plotting when writing her best-selling novels, like her recent novel, The Yellow Wife. She writes these sweeping, mesmerizing historical fiction that absolutely transports the reader to a time and place we've never been before. O Magazine recently called The Yellow Wife one of 27 of 2021's most anticipated historical fiction novels that will sweep you away. Bleh, mouthful, but my goodness, O Magazine. Sadiqua also teaches fiction writing for the MFA program at Drexel University. Originally from Philadelphia, she currently lives near Richmond, Virginia, with her amazingly supportive husband of 18 years and their three beautiful children. So without further ado, let's dive into my discussion with author Sadiqua Johnson and see what she has to say about how even basic outlining helped her achieve writing success. Okay, guys, welcome back to Write Your Best Book, the podcast that was created for and by authors. And so today, again, is episode 58. And again, we're talking about why you should be outlining your book first. So our guest host, I mentioned earlier, is Sadiqua Johnson. And I want to introduce you to her because, you guys, she's just an amazingly fun person to talk to. I can't wait for you to hear from her. So welcome to the show, Sadiqua.
Hey, Christina. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're so welcome. I'm excited about this one. So let's start with you telling my listeners a bit more about you, your writing journey, and your books, or basically anything you want us to know.
Okay. So I am the recent international bestseller. I mean, I can't say that enough. I just was downstairs bragging to my daughter, like, you are living with an international bestseller, daughter. So my newest
novel, I'd do the same thing.
Right. I got to remind them, you know, but my newest novel, Yellow Wife, is a Globe and Mail bestseller. It is my latest baby. It's my first historical fiction novel. It came out in January. It's doing really, really well. And it is the story of a mulatto girl named Phoebe. She lives on a plantation in Charles City, Virginia, and she has been promised freedom on her 18th birthday. She's the daughter of the master of the plantation with his favorite slave, Ruth. And so she's been groomed. She has been kind of the pet to the master's sister who didn't have children, who never married. And so she taught Phoebe to read and to write and arithmetic. And she taught her how to play piano. And so Phoebe is prepared to, you know, be free. But a series of events happen where she does not get her freedom. Not only does she not get her freedom, she ends up in one of the worst places on earth, which is the Lapeer Jail. It's a punishing center and a trading center for slaves. And she catches the eye of the owner of the jail, and it's a completely different world for Phoebe. And so there she has to make really difficult decisions on how to survive for herself and also for her family. So that's The Yellow Wife, and it's got amazing reviews so far. I'm really proud of that book.
I can vouch, guys. I saw them.
Yeah, and prior to that, I wrote three contemporary novels, and then there was me, Second House from the Corner, and my first book, Baby, was called Love in a Carry-On Bag, which I had to self-publish because I really had a hard time getting a publishing deal. So we self-published my first book, and I got out there. I was on the road going to every book festival up and down the East Coast, selling books in 98 degrees, and it paid off because I won the Phyllis Wheatley Award, and then I was able to get published traditionally. I got a two-book deal with St. Martin's Press, and now Yellow Wife is with Simon & Schuster.
Well, that is a great story, and I love hearing that because my followers and listeners know I'm in the indie world big time. I believe in trying to support indie authors, but I know so many authors still have that dream. You know, they still want that traditional published deal, so I'm so glad to hear you tell that part of your story. It's something sometimes the authors don't want to talk about that. So thank you for sharing that because it shows you it's always possible. It's always possible. Keep going because it can happen.
Yeah, you have to grind. I don't believe that there are a lot of overnight successes. So mm-hmm. don't feel like you're going to go to bed and wake up and you're going to be an instant New York Times bestseller. Mm-hmm. There is a process to this. So be patient and stay the course.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. All right. So let's get into this week's topic. And I think we're going to talk mostly about plotting your novel, your book. I say book because I do have some listeners that are writing self-care and stuff, but that doesn't involve much plotting. So let's go with novel. So plotting your novel before you begin writing. First, tell me, do you plot your books before you write them? And if so, did you always?
Okay, so yes, I plot my books, thank goodness, because no, I did not always plot my books. And that's
always a story.
Yeah, that first book, baby, Loving a Carry-On Bag, you know, it was, I just kind of sat down and I started writing. And that book took me over 10 years to complete. I think it was a combination of things. I think it was me learning to write. It was me taking writing classes. I had children. I had a job, like a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. But in addition, I mean, it was like 12 drafts, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that was without plotting my book. So I learned quickly on the second book and I began to outline and plot.
Love your heart. That is such a common story. And it's almost word for word what I think even at the time that this releases, we have our Facebook challenge event going on, which I'm not plugging. I'm just saying we're talking about that exact same thing. That's my story is when I first wrote almost 15 years ago, I was so excited, like I'm sure you can relate to. And I dove in and I wrote. Wherever, regardless of how long it takes, that's the big mistake right there is diving in and writing. And then we learn the lesson that we got to learn the craft just like if we wanted to dance or play the piano.
That's right. That's right. Yep. It is a craft and it is important to learn it.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of authors who consider themselves pantsers, which I kind of feel sometimes like that's a derogatory term. And so I don't know if there's a better word for it. But they do consider themselves pantsers. They feel like pre-planning and plotting kind of takes away from the creative process. But I personally disagree. In fact, I believe it helps many authors who may be stuck tap into that creative part of their brain and ensure there are no gaps or there's no holes in their story. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on how someone can still feel like they're, you know, pantsing it with their book, but at least doing some pre-planning before they begin writing?
So my process normally starts with an idea. My first idea, first I have this idea. So I'll just talk a little bit about like just Yellow Wife. And so for me, I had discovered this amazing story about this historical fact that actually happened in Richmond. And it was a matter of me researching it and just getting a feel for what actually happened and figuring out how to turn it into fiction. So the beginning is I'm just talking it out, right? Like, so I'm talking to my husband about it. Once I really get an idea of what I want, I call my agent up and I talk it out to her. Literally, she'll give me an hour on the phone where I'm just kind of doing an information dump. And so I'm spitting out everything I think is going to happen in the story. From there, I go and I write a synopsis. And my synopsis normally starts maybe 2 to 3 pages. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm just dumping everything in that I think is going to happen in the story. I look at a synopsis, an outline, more so as a road map. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of different ways to get from New York City to Florida, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these different ways you can go, but I at least need to know the general way to get there. So I write the synopsis and I continue to just build on the synopsis. So it may start with 3 pages. I'll keep building it to 5 pages, 9 pages, 10 pages, until I have a clear beginning, middle, and end. Once I have a clear beginning, middle, and end, I like to dice the book up into 3 parts. I am a 3-part writer. Mm-hmm. I think I had a background in theater. And so I mm-hmm. did a little playwriting in the beginning. So I write part 1, part 2, part 3, right? And so the way I set up the story is I really need to know how the story begins and I need to know what happens at the end of part 1. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know every single detail mm-hmm. in the middle, but I just have to know enough to keep the plot points going. Mm-hmm. So plot 1, plot 2, or, you know, what's motivating the character or what's going against the character. I need to know those things. And then I do the same thing for part 2. What are my overarching themes in the story, that sort of thing. I don't need all the details, but I need enough so that I can move the story along, and the same for part 3. So that's usually how my outlining process, I leave space for that creativity to flow in. I'm never overly attached to the results, but I use it as a game plan. Because to me, the best writing comes when you're not trying, right? Like when you're not trying to make or manipulate your characters. Like today I was writing a scene and I had an idea of what I wanted to happen. And this other scene creeped in and I was like, goodness gracious, I thought I was like almost done with this chapter. But I said, well, let me write it out because it's here, right? It's right there. Let me write it out. It wasn't in any of the plans. I wrote it out and I let it rest. I'm not going to delete it right away. I'm not going to edit it right away. I'm not sure if that's even where the story goes, but let me just let it rest overnight and I'll come back to that. And so you want to leave some space for that creativity to flow even as you plot.
Love all the things. I agree with that so much. And I was thinking as you were talking about how, when you got to the part about how you're building with each step of your own process you're building. And in a weird way, that is what we're doing, is we're building and we're narrowing down kind of at the same time, because we start with the big idea, if we're doing it right. And then we build, build, build. But at the same time that we're building, we're also narrowing the story down. So I love also the part about the leaving room between, like figuring out your three, what we call the three act structure, mm-hmm. is figuring those out, and maybe, you know, the plot points A and B for each, then you can pace it all you want.
Yeah. It's then almost like, I think about it almost like a coloring book. You know, you have the graph, right? But then you just have to fill in the line. So I think of it like, you know, a coloring page.
Yeah, and adult coloring books apparently are very popular with some authors. So that may be why. Okay, so everyone who does plot does it differently. We know that. So, for example, I don't get too deep into it. I do similar to what you do. I simply outline the three main acts, create my characters and setting sketches on the side. Then I do a simple, not always, but the farthest I go is I create a simple chapter outline, like in a spreadsheet. So walk us through a little bit more about your plotting process. I know we just talked about it a little bit, but if you have any other, like with the Yellow Wife, can you specifically tell us how that kind of started from a nugget of an idea? Because you said that came from like something you saw, right? Or something.
Yeah, something that
I go from that idea that you heard. Like, did you just sit down one day with just three plot points in mind and you started writing? How'd that go?
I started with, so I'm also character led more so mm-hmm. than plot led. And so it was more the characters. For me, I need to spend time with them. And so the main character for Yellow Wife is Phoebe Dolores Brown. And I needed to get to know her. You know, I needed to hear her mm-hmm. voice. I needed to spend time with her. So I do a character bio, like a very mm-hmm. intense character bio. It is definitely going to change. It's not going to be mm-hmm. exactly the way I picture it in the beginning. And a lot of times as I'm moving through the novel, if I find that I'm stuck or I can't move the story forward, it's because I don't know my characters. So I have to go back, look at the bio that I created for them, and maybe add new nuggets of information in that the character has revealed to me. So that's how I avoid writer's block, is getting to know my characters. So with Yellow Wife, Phoebe was the first character that came to me. But as I was working with her and world building, a thing that I've learned, a tool that I've learned for historical fiction, is that it's really important to build a world, which I did not have to do as much in contemporary fiction, but I took pictures and put them up on my wall so that I could see what the plantation looked like and what I thought Phoebe looked like and what I thought, you know, the loom house looked like and what the boats look like and all of that, and just started to like physically world build so that as I sat down with the characters, it was all those things happening at
once. You were in that world.
I was in that world. I became a part of it. And music is another tool that I use. I know some writers like to write in complete silence. I was talking to Kathleen Grisham, author of The Kitchen House, and she said, oh my gosh, like I literally light a candle and I write, that's it. And I was like, oh no, I need to kind of have the background music. I need to have like, what is it called? The score, as if it was a movie. Yeah. I need to have the score. Exactly. So I play music that is specific to that time period. Yeah.
Oh, for that time period.
Yeah. So for Yellow Wife, I played a lot of Chopin because it's 1800s. He's a piano player. She was a piano player. And so that was the music that played in the background for me. There's also a section in the book where they go to church. It's the 1800s. So I Googled Negro spirituals in the 1800s. And I found actual songs that were in the Library of Congress. So I also played those, because all of you got to bring all of your senses into your writing.
Yes.
You got to smell it, feel it, taste it, touch it, you know? And so for me, all of that adds to enriching the story.
bless your heart for saying that. It's one of my three key points that I'm pushing to clients and authors all the time, is especially when it comes to world building and your setting and your scenery, all five senses, not all at the same time. By God, don't do that. But like, yes, think about your character and put yourself, like you said, you put yourself in that world. Now that you're there, what do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel under your feet? What do you, you know, yeah. Bless your heart for saying that. That is such a good point. And on that point, we're going to take a quick break. And I have to hear from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to write that book you've always wanted to write? Or have you tried to write before, but kept getting stuck and never finished? Maybe you've even finished or published your book, but it didn't quite get the reception you'd hoped for. Whatever the case may be, the odds are you made one simple but pretty critical mistake. But don't worry, almost all new authors make this mistake. In fact, had I not made this huge mistake almost 15 years ago, I doubt I would have even gotten to where I am today, which I'm still not all the way where I want to be. But I certainly would not be in a position to be coaching authors on the proper way to write a book. Here's the mistake. It's diving in and writing simply out of that sheer excitement and anticipation that we feel when we have an idea, rather than first taking the time to learn all one can about the craft of writing a novel and putting what we've learned into practice by writing every day until we feel ready to start that book. Do not feel guilty. Do not feel bad. You are not alone by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, there are so many authors, even in this day and age, who aren't even sure where to turn to start learning the craft of writing. Either that, or they're struggling with information overload with all these so-called experts online shouting different methods at us and, worst of all, contradicting one another. That's why I have spent the past year creating my totally unique online writing course. It's called Best Book Method: How to Write, Publish, and Sell Your Own Books. Divided into three sections and 22 lessons, each with video tutorials and colorful slides, Best Book Method is perfect for any author who still isn't satisfied with their writing, their finished product, or their book sales. It walks authors through the entire process of writing a great book from idea conception all the way through finishing your manuscript, even self-editing, self-publishing, and some marketing tips to get you started. Most experts who have these online writing courses go one of two ways. Either they're well-known, big name experts who charge minimum $500, even $1,000 or more, for these long, convoluted courses. Either that, or they're wannabe experts, sorry to say it, who no one's ever heard of and who really don't know what they're talking about. In either case, most courses are more focused on talk about writing and theory and just talking about writing, more so than giving actionable, helpful tips you can really, really use to begin writing your book. But I'm super proud of this course that I have put together for you guys. And again, the card opens March 1st, 2021. But here's the kicker. It will close on March 11th, 2021. That's only 10 days, guys. So hurry up and at least check out the information page where you can preview the course curriculum, learn about your instructor, yours truly, and read testimonials by authors who have already completed the course before, so you know you're not wasting your time or your money. Speaking of money, this may even be the most important part. The total enrollment fee for the entire course is only $297. Guys, that's a fraction of what most writing courses cost. And if you're listening to this podcast episode, I'm going to offer you an exclusive discount of 20% off if you pay in full by using the code BLUEPRINT20, all one word. Or to make things even easier, I've set up a 3-month payment plan where you can pay only $97 in 3 monthly installments. Folks, don't wait. Go ahead and register as soon as you can on March 1st by clicking on the link in the show notes for this episode. Or you could always visit our website,
writeyourbestbook.com. Now, let's get back to my discussion with Sadiqua Johnson. Okay, so we're back here in the studio of Write Your Best Book, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Sadiqua Johnson, and there's just a couple more things I have for you. First, are there any things that authors should avoid when they are pre-planning, plotting, whatever you want to call it, for their books?
I would say don't be so rigidly attached to the results. I mean, that is the biggest thing for me is, like I said, I'm outlining it, but I'm giving myself some space that if the characters tell me that they want to go left, but I had plotted them going right, I need to follow them left because there's something magical happening over there that they want to have written in the story. I always think of myself as the conduit, like the story wants to be told. I am merely just the typist. And so I need to make myself available that as the story comes through me to follow the story, no matter what I've put down on paper. Again, the outline is to give me some parameters to move in, but the characters know the story they want to tell. So be really open to following them as you tell your story.
You know, that is something that it took me a few years, and this is just all cards on the table. It took me a few years early in my author career, if you want to call it that back then, but of hearing all these authors say, oh, my character wanted to do this, or my character told me to. And I honestly, the first few years, I was like, you're the writer, but I get it now. The last several years of my career, once you write more, you do, you start to understand they're driving the bus. We're not, we're like you said, I like that. We're just the typist. And so I love that point. And again, that may help some people who are hearing this and they're in the back of their mind going, I'm a pantser. You can still be as free as you want to with that plot or outline or whatever it is that you're using. Agree?
I definitely agree. Before I start every book, I go back online and I research how to write a book. I mean, and I'm working on my fifth book now, but I still go back and I read other people's notes. I never stop learning. I never stop learning. And I put post-its all over my computer with like little tips that I've learned, and I keep it moving. But you always need to go back and refresh.
Yeah, totally. That's another great point. That's a good one. So do you have any parting advice then? I hate to wrap it up, but you know, time and all that. Any parting advice on plotting books or, you know, what to do before you write, before you wrap up, or anything really? Any advice for my listeners?
I think the best advice that I can give to writers is make a date with yourself. I think that sometimes life gets in the way so easily. You know, for me, I have three kids, I have a husband, I have a dog, you know, there's stuff going on. And so I have to really carve out my writing time and make it almost sacred. You know, if you have a hard time finding the time to write, put it on a calendar. Put it on the calendar the same way you would a dental appointment. You know, I work from home, so every day I handwrite my schedule out. This is what I'm going to be doing. I wake up, I do this, I do that. And for me, again, just like that outline, it helps me set my day and helps me set my writing time in place so that it doesn't get crowded out by other things I need to do. Don't feel like you need 5 hours a day to write a novel. I was just speaking to Julia Kelly, and she was telling me that she only writes an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, you know, and she has, I can't even remember how many books she told me she had out. So I was completely like, oh my gosh.
Do the math in your head. You're like,
yes. But what I'm realizing, because I've been practicing that, because I'm in the midst of promoting Yellow Wife and I'm writing this new book. And what I've noticed is slow and steady wins the race. If you just give it a little bit of attention every day, whether it's 15 minutes before bed, whether it's an hour and a half before you go to work, whether it's 2 hours on your lunch break, just give it a little attention every day and watch how your pages will grow.
Okay, we're just going to drop the mic there. We're just going to leave it at that. But seriously, before we go, tell us where and when and where and how, all the stuff that we could get a copy of The Yellow Wife, as well as where we can follow, or your other books too, but where we can follow you want us to on social media, newsletters, give us all.
I would love for you all to follow me. I am on Instagram and Twitter, Sadiqua Says. I'm on Facebook, Sadiqua Johnson. My website is www.sadiquajohnson.net.
We will link in the show notes.
Oh, perfect. And Yellow Wife is everywhere. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I'm so excited. You can also get it in Target. So when you go pick up your makeup, you can also pick up Yellow Wife from Target. But I also would love for you to support your local bookstore. So if you have a local bookstore in your area, please give them a call. Get a copy of the book.
Abso-stinking-lutely. Yes, I agree with all that. And yeah, but those who weren't here for the first part of our conversation, if you're listening, Sadiqua and I were talking before the show, and I was telling her how literally just the other day I was on my Instagram feed and the Yellow Wife popped up 3 times. So it is everywhere and you need to check it out. And just so you know, as I mentioned, all those things that Sadiqua just gave you are also in the show notes. So please be sure to check the link, follow it, subscribe to anything she's got, follow her and get her book. Thank you so much, Sadiqua, for coming on the show. It has been hands down my favorite episode this year. Loved it. Good talk.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Christina. It's been my absolute pleasure.
Me too. Thank you so much. Okay, I don't know about you, but I've never been quite so eager to grab and read any book as I am with The Yellow Wife, about hearing Sadiqua talk about her characters and this transporting setting. While suspense is my go-to genre for reading and writing, I love a good whimsical, sweeping historical that can actually make me feel like I have been taken via time warp to a completely different time and place. In fact, I even tried writing a few historicals for women a few years ago, but I don't think I'm as gifted in that genre as Sadiqua clearly is. So I know I'm not the only one who will be rushing over to Amazon to buy a copy of The Yellow Wife, and probably all her books too, the minute this episode is over. And I hope now you can see that just because a coach or an expert or whoever may suggest to you to plot your novel before writing, it doesn't necessarily mean you give up your creativity and freedom to write by the seat of your pants. You can still absolutely be as creative and free-flowing with your words as you need to be, but a simple, basic outline of your plot points, or at least your major acts, not only will not hurt you, it will, in fact, do you a humongous service in at least decreasing your moments of being stuck and possibly eliminating writer's block altogether. Don't believe me? Listen, all I can tell you is that since I started doing some basic, and I'm talking basic, planning and preparation and following those 5 steps that I mentioned at the top of the show, while I have had a few stuck moments here and there, they rarely last long, and I have not suffered from writer's block in years. Just saying. If you love this podcast and you enjoy listening to my weekly discussions with some of the biggest and most established best-selling authors out there on topics you have faced or will face along your writing journey, please be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a single helpful episode. And if you really love us, please be a dear and leave a rating and a review so we can continue to bring you great podcasts every single week. Talk soon. And in the meantime, go write your best book.